Led by Republican opposition, the Senate has rejected a United Nations Treaty on the Rights of the Disabled. WTOP's Capitol Hill correspondent Dave McConnell has the latest in this live report.
Yeah, Hillary, 38 Republicans cast no votes, and that was enough to prevent the two-thirds majority needed on these treaty votes. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid was not pleased.
The United Nations has no control over this legislation, doesn't stop homeschooling, has nothing to do with abortion. But in the minds of the Tea Party, they should feel good that the Tea Party folks defeated this treaty.
Former Senator Bob Dole was in a wheelchair after a hospital stint. He came out on the Senate floor to lobby for the treaty, Sean and Hillary.
Well, Dave, apparently this treaty was modeled on the Americans with Disabilities Act, so it seems like sort of a worldwide application of what we have here in the U.S. So tell us why this bill or this treaty drew so much strong opposition from Republicans.
That's right. It was seen as a good example of what America can do and that other people should emulate it. Well, there were concerns on the Republican side U.S. sovereignty could be in danger. This is the United Nations, remember. Oklahoma Senator Inhofe charging potentially overzealous international organizations, as he put it, with an anti-American bias might get involved. The U.N. is not popular with a lot of Republicans. Others didn't think treaties ought to be debated during lame duck sessions, though they have been in the past, Sean and Hillary.
What's the future of the treaty, Dave?
Well, it's not clear really now. Now, some opponents could change their votes if this treaty turned to the floor once again in the regular session of the Senate starting in January. They did get 61 votes. They need 66, five more. Senator Reid was noncommittal when I asked him, so we'll just have to wait and see, Sean and Hillary.
Dave, Bob Dole in a wheelchair, a World War II vet who had such a great Senate career, it seemed like he alone would have been able to sway others to go his way, even if they had some objections to it. What was the feeling when Bob Dole entered that chamber?
Oh, it was highly emotional. It was hushed. The senators were sitting at their desk. They weren't rising when they finally had to give their vote, although they did rise, obviously, to greet him. He's with his wife, Elizabeth, who's also a former senator. He couldn't stay for the vote. He had to leave the floor then. But it was highly charged, highly emotional, and a lot of people in the Capitol who are advocates of what the Americans with Disabilities Rights Bill stands for in this country were very, very saddened and indeed shocked by what happened. But there is a feeling among certain quarters in the Republican Party that the United Nations is simply an organization that isn't to be trusted. If there's anything that it's involved in any way with it, they consider it with great skepticism, and that's just a fact of life around here now.
All right, thank you so much, Dave.